The effort to kill a ballot measure that would raise Arizona's minimum wage is now in full swing. As KJZZ's Phil Latzman reports, opponents are preparing a million-dollar ad blitz against the initiative, which would raise the state's lowest wages by nearly 50%.
If approved by voters in November, the measure would increase the state's minimum wage to $12 an hour from its current $8.05 by the year 2020. With just 3 weeks until early voting begins, the Arizona Chamber of Commerce has launched its campaign to stop what's known as the Fair Wages and Healthy Families Act. Chamber President Glenn Hammer instead calls it the Opportunity Destruction Act, but knows his group may be late to the game, with recent polling indicating Arizonans are in favor of Proposition 206 by a margin of 2-1.
This is an uphill climb. You could look at what's happened in Arizona or across the country. The passage rates are high. You don't take this on to pad your batting average.
Though Hammer declined to say exactly how much the chamber intends to spend, he did say it would be a seven-figure effort, including television, newspapers, and direct mail advertising. Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.